I just put up your securitization.
It's illegal. I went out before and I didn't catch it. So that's just the question.
Which one?
The securitization is illegal. The one that you put up. I went
out. Somebody check that to me and make sure it's sort of a good read. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's up in all three places now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be setting up a new folder in the We the People group called Claiming Their Labors. And I'm going to move a bunch of your files into there. So I'll take care of that. I'll be deleting a bunch of the older files off We the People there, too. So, you need to go into Eastern Current and delete a bunch of those folders out of there, too. Old stuff.
Right.
Yeah. If anybody wants it, go ahead and save it now.
Make it bad for the time.
Yeah, because we're going to delete a bunch of those old files because they see a bunch of them are getting people confused in the damn process.
Yes, I'll have them all on my computer in case you ever need them in the future, but I'll take them off the site.
Okay. I'll take care of the weird people site. So I'll have to do that for them.
Good.
Okay. Everything that we've been doing, okay, with the non-UCCs, okay, the whole deal in this country is labor is money. Labor built this country. That's the money that made this country run. One of the guys told me that basically one of the reasons why Caesar was killed was because he was going to print labor coins, which basically would have been in direct opposition to the tokens that the bankers used, because they can get interest off the usage of their tokens. And that's what basically JFK got killed over, because he was going to make labor dollars out here. Anything else is labor dollars. It's sort of like what Abraham Lincoln did. That's what the greenbacks were. They were really labor dollars. Okay. And the bankers came in and they set up, initially, in 1913, they set up the Department of Labor. Okay. They had to have a depository for the people's labor that they were going to obtain from the people's securities that they were going to issue to the people so that they could get interest off of the securities. And then they set up the Federal Reserve Bank, and then they set up the income tax in the fall of 1913 under the Tariff Act. Can you check all this out? It's in the statutes at large, if you don't believe me, okay? And it's all out there. Okay? I told you to check these things out before. Some of you don't know how to check them out. And you go running over to YouTube or something like that, see somebody talking about UCC over here, and basically they have no idea what they're talking about. They got you going to the Secretary of State or to the county to report a UCC. We're in the private. Let's stand in the private. We've got our own records that we keep. We don't need public records out here. We use the mail system to register mail back to us. Therefore, now it's under registered mail and sealed. The originals that we have. We keep those in our Bible or whatever record book you want to keep them in. We're the holders of the original document. We can make certified copies of those. We can be the certifier. Everything out here, they see all your bills. And everything that we've been trying to send into the Department of the Treasury to the IRS using 1099 and all that garbage. That's the wrong place. It's all about labor. Therefore, we have to go to the Department of Labor and put our claim in for our labors that are being held there. Sort of like the labors of Hercules. You have to go and get your labors back, given back to you. Your receipts. You pay a traffic ticket. Okay? I went into the state of Iowa. Okay? Into the Labor Department. It's called the Bureau of Labor in Iowa. And they had a form there, a wage division, and basically I went into that, and basically I found this wage claim worksheet. Okay, it's 6 pages, I think, all together, 4 pages. On page 2, it's got a wage claim worksheet. I had Tom post that up on the site, the Iowa wage claim sheet. You can use that wage claim worksheet and fill it in. It's got wages or salary, reimbursement, illegal deductions, and other. And below, you can list your traffic tickets. You can list anything you paid. You need to have a reimbursement. For this is an insurance claim form, an assurance claim form. You are supposed to be the assured on all these certificates and licenses that we have out here. Our labor is sitting there, so we have to come in and claim it, either present the bill to them before the 30 days is up, or pay it, and then go in and claim the reimbursement. Or other items like the Paris bonds, or anything that they put out here. Somebody gets in jail. Basically, you put in order the set-off or the charge while you're in jail. Order them to pay the bill. The Labor Department. You set it off. Now, if these courts, Nikki, hold something over you, or the parole department, on a debtor's charge, that is slander of title. And you can bring charges against them. In this country, and I've said this before, in the very first volume of statutes at large, it says in there that basically if the courts did not process and set off a debt that a person owed, then they were to petition the Secretary of the Treasury. These courts are obligated also to basically set off a debt. There was never supposed to be any debtor prisons in this country. That's what our founding fathers set this republic up, that there would be no debtor prisons. And these arrogant assholes, whores, and pimps that we have in there as bar attorneys, and don't worry about it, they can't claim slander, because that's exactly what they are. They're committing their racketeering. They're using bribery from us to try and get us to pay a bribe to them so that we can basically commit a violation of the law. A violation of the law on traffic tickets. We have the right to travel. We don't need to pay no bribe to no stinking judge or stinking cop. That's out there on the tape. That's mafiosa bullshit. racketeering. When you understand this, then you can start standing up to them. You fly the American flag on your vehicle. The 13 stripes, red, white, and blue. That is the flag of the nation. Okay? Not the corporate flag. You try and claim it's their flag, but it's not. It's our flag. It's got 13 stripes. 13 stripes stands for us. We're the people. You'd be surprised when you fly the flag. Don't fly one of those Dixie flags or Becky, don't tread on these flags. Fly the American flag. That's what the vessels out on the high sea do. And then if they get attacked, then the U.S. Marines will come in to their aid. These cops know that flying that flag, that that vehicle, is essentially protection. Put a no soliciting sticker on your bumper. You take any advertisement off the vehicle. You don't do commercial advertisements. You can take your plates and turn around and send them back in and claim your title back from the Department of Labor. Cash it out. The Department of Labor is basically where all our laboring security contracts are held. And also anything that we deposit into the system. Now, when you look at the IRA claim form, they come down here and they talk about overtime. If the state won't pay the overtime, you have to go to the federal Department of Labor at your federal building, federal courthouse, or the federal building attached to that district courthouse. That's what the U.S. trustee does. He goes there and basically draws funds out of your labor account to pay if you've been in bankruptcy. He's going in there and drawing it out of your labor account. He's not telling you what he's doing. They just don't set this shit off for nothing. Yeah, they're paying, and then they see the judges and everything else are getting kickbacks off this because that trustee is basically acting as a trustee, and he can write charges over to the judge and for the bailiff and everybody else against your labor account. That's what we've got to stop. We put a stop to these guys. So you do your non-UCC, then you get it stamped, write a copy of it, you send it back to yourself, the original, and then you turn around and from the copies, you make certified copies of those. And then send those out to the State Department of Labor, to the Federal Department of Labor, and then basically also to the regional or pension Department of Labor. Like on that form, that our claim form, you're going to have to go into your state and find the appropriate labor claim form or wage claim form there. One of the guys up in New Hampshire, he pulled in his. Basically, it's just a simple one-page document. He didn't have all the stuff that I had on my wage, my claim form for the state of Iowa. But the other one was like with the Social Security and everything. When we go in and claim that, that's with the Department of Labor, and in my case, it was down in Kansas City. That's a federal building down there. Same thing with GD 214, military, bounty. would be through that Department of Labor. Now you can take all your mortgages and everything else and send them into the appropriate place to get these set offs and the bills paid. And also get your account closed down and get your debit account set up, as you are now born in as a bailee of America of age, and you're not going to be a blue passported person any longer. You're going to be probably a green passported Republic bailee. Anybody that is scared to death about doing this, just leave, please. I don't want to hear from you again. I don't want any bullshit. Well, this guy over here is doing it this way, and this guy over here is doing it that way. They may be getting some minor shit, but they ain't getting their accounts closed down because they're going to the wrong place. And the courts may be just allowing them to have a little relief because they might be getting a little too close, but they still are not there. Like I said, it's all about labor. And it's in the Department of Labor. It's not in anything else. Okay? So, Becky, I don't want to hear anything else. My stuff, I sent it out Monday. I thought it would get in there yesterday, overnight delivery, in the process by certified mail up to Des Moines, but it didn't. And I don't know what it even got delivered today. I know one of them's down in the sorting pool down in Kansas City, and the other one's still saying it's in the sorting pool here in Des Moines. So, if it didn't get delivered today, it definitely should be delivered tomorrow, but that means that I'm probably not going to hear anything from it until maybe Monday or Tuesday of next week. We have a right to our labor. They can't deny us that. And you've got to stand up to them. They ain't just going to hand it over to you. Like all these, like that judge up in Alaska. Oh, yeah, we're getting this all. We're going to settle this all for everybody. No, it don't work that way. The whole country is getting totally out of control. Road rage and everything. You can go into the damn internet and see how people are just getting totally pissed off. And Colorado's having 200 some cases a day of road rage. It's going to get a lot worse. Okay, now, does anybody have any questions on this?
Yeah, Patrick, Mark here.
Go ahead.
Just to review the process, are we still involving the affidavit of international organization, and there was another one?
Yeah, you do it for your own records, and then basically if you have a question, why you think you're classified as an international organization, you've got your documentation right here to show them.
So you use that as an enforcement process, and like you said, people have to stand up on their own 2 feet and be prepared to fight for this because, you're not just going to get a check in the mail.
Yeah. Now, why would you want a check in the mail? I want a debit card. You've got to go to a bank to cash. On a debit card, you can just go in there to an ATM machine and cash it. You don't need to talk to no damn banker.
Yeah, I know. This is a big speech, sir. The point is, keep on prepared for this. And get out on the football field. You know, I've had some comments on YouTube channel. People say, well, what is the problem? Show me a video. I'm actually telling people, get the hell out of the way. You know, whether you win or lose, we're going to do it with them. We're not sitting on a couch. We're in the bleacher stand, you know, cheering someone on or being a critic. You know, we're fighting for freedom here, and we're on the battlefield. We're in the trenches. We're the ones that are pushing the envelope to try and fight with this dying republic.
Yeah, we're not looking for silver or gold or a set value or anything like that. We just want all of our labor returned to us.
That's right.
And you can't put a value on labor.
My point is, we have to take the attitude of a warrior that, you know, there's probably going to be resistance, and it's up to us as each individual to stand on our two feet and to claim our ground and to demand what goes.
Right.
Demand power. So it's a mindset, you know, it's a frame of mind that people have to have.
Yeah.
So that's the point I wanted to make.
And I mean, stand up to me, judges. I ran that deal that I had Tom post this morning about the damn, is this a Republic courthouse or a damn House of Constitution? Actually, I think I'm going to stick that on all four doors going into the damn county courthouse. Yeah, shake them up. I'm sure y'all hear something about it. But I mean, go ahead.
You mentioned the debit card. What about, have you heard about the white card or anyone on the line? And also,
you don't know what color it is, okay? Don't believe anything that anybody else is out there unless they're talking about doing the time of their labor.
Okay,
they're wrong. Okay? So, anybody else that's talking out there, and they're not talking about going to the Department of Labor and getting a waiver from them, turn them off. Come on, you're backing up the wrong tree, and I'm not going to follow you. Okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you were speaking of the same thing, and I also wanted to mention, hey, Mark, glad you're on the call. This is grateful, and I haven't been able to get back with you yet. But I'm glad you got to this call. This was where some of the information I was speaking of was coming from.
Mark, you're overloading your microphone. If you could step off just a little bit, it would help.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. That's much better.
Will do. Will do. Okay, so if Patrick, on procedural issues, and then we send a courtesy notice to the chief bankruptcy judge in the federal district. You said before.
The chief judge for the federal district, not bankruptcy judge. Most of your bankruptcy judges are females. You want the chief judge in the federal district. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, most of those bankruptcy judges are just prostitutes. They're just whores. Okay?
Okay, so this is the chief.
Now, that's the one that basically, when I sent a letter up to the damn bankruptcy judge and said, I'm getting tired of getting fucked over, and I used WCK, and that's what brought the U.S. Marshals down to see me, and they were going to try and arrest me for threatening the judge. I said, well, basically, that's not what that word means. Nobody uses that word properly. That's a Roman, and that means when the sovereign is getting messed up. So they backed down. The sheriff pissed off while I was here laughing when he found out this is what they were down there for.
What was the word you were referring to?
WCK. It's Latin, meaning when a sovereign is being messed with. And see, that's what the English, in their bullshit language, they took that word and turned it into two U's, and then they dropped one of them.
Okay.
And that gave it a new meaning, hiding the original meaning of the word. Yeah, the English are notorious for hiding all this stuff.
Well, like you said before, we need to look up all these words.
Right. That was one of the key things that people should have had. They should have always had a dictionary and a Bible to try and understand what the hell's really going on out here. And the whole thing about the Bible from the very beginning has always been about labor. Cain didn't get paid his labor, that's why he quit. He got remarked and went out on his own. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be playing Cain and getting rid of our Abels. He ain't going to go to hell by doing this. He'll go to heaven.
Yeah, we got to be good stewards, and this is part of being a good steward.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is viable for anybody, even in jail, to turn around and find out how much their charge is that's keeping them in jail and come in and pay the debt. Put the order into the Department of Labor to draw the funds out to get you out of debt. Instead of going to the Secretary of Treasury, you've got to go to the Department of Labor now.
Let's talk about that process. Let's say we've already done the UCC and everything is all set up. Now there's a criminal charge. How would that be presented? Back to the Department of Labor for the case number, the charge.
Right, right. You've already got your UCC. You've already claimed your account.
Yeah. Am I thinking out of line here?
If you're out in the Republic, they're not going to charge you with anything. Unless you cause harm or damage.
That's right.
Okay? They can't charge you in the Republic. They can only charge in the commercial endeavor while you appear to be a United States corporate citizen. Because they can only charge for fictions. So if you get rid of all your fictions, they have nobody to charge.
And that's in that green national passport. The green passport that you're talking about has an endorsement on it, or inside of it. And that endorsement basically states that you're a United States national and not a United States citizen. Okay.
Or a United States Republic citizen. I'd rather be a republic than a national. Because that's what this country was founded upon. Just like the Roman Empire, and there's still a Roman Republic out there, we are a republic citizen.
The national still owes allegiance to the United States.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's not what you want.
Yeah, it's sort of, they'll play every trick in the game in the process. Just go and check it out with the Secretary of State's office and see how they, you can expatriate and all this and that. Right. No, they see the one guy that came over, was over here as a student that I heard about from Lewis. He went and he was going to Southern Cal or something, and he wanted to become a United States citizen. Well, his father called him back home and said, oh, no, you get back here first. You need to have some more education. So he went back, and then he came back over, and he was going to become a California Republic citizen. And then when he sat there and basically kept calling for United States citizens, at two of the levels in the courthouse, and he said, no, I'm waiting to become a California Republic citizen. Finally, he went up to the top floor and to the court up there, and he got his California Republic citizenship, okay, by becoming naturalized in the process, and he got a green passport. Well, that passport is also a passport savings account, and now they give you also a card to go along with that passport. So that would be the debit card that you would be able to use, because, see, even with a blue passport right now, you just stranded overseas, you have your passport, and in a lot of cases, these hotels make you give your passport to them, they'll hold it for safekeeping while you're in the country, and then they'll get it back when you check out to you. So, basically, if somebody rips off your wallet while you're there, you still got your passport there. You can take the passport down to the American consulate and get funds out of that blue passport, because that's a passport savings account.
So we're reactivating that. Good. You talk about the passport.
We're going to close down the blue one, and we're going to get a green one.
Okay.
The blue one is a better one, okay? And see, they would try and make you pay that back once you got back to the country, because you didn't know what the hell you were doing. But you're just drawn against your labor anyway.
So,
we get rid of all the items we have right now. Passport, driver's license, everything. That green passport will be our driver's license, our right to travel as a Republic citizen.
And you think the Chief Justice will handle that?
He may, he may not. I sent one off to my Supreme Court Justice also.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'm waiting, because the key thing is, and I was hoping that maybe these things would have hit the Department of Labor already. So basically, I've got these other guys sort of timed, but until the item really shows up at the Department of Labor, they're not going to do anything. Until I have that signed in, that hard copy signed into them.
Right. Take care of the accounts first.
Now, you sign one of these wage forms for every one of our accounts, like the licenses and blue passports?
Only if you need to, Tom.
Oh.
Only if you're putting a reclaim in, like the traffic tickets, okay? Otherwise, you're doing the non-UCC and the letter to the Department of Labor telling them you're closing down all the accounts. That's your claim form right there. The other is to claim certain items back. Like what we were trying to do with that 1047 form.
Yes. So we're not selling out this wage claim thing to the timesheet according to full value.
Right. The only two items that you use on that wage form, you don't know what your person's worth. He's working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay? 40 hours. That's your 40 hours, everything's overtime. Now that goes to the federal Department of Labor. Because those are securities. And the United States SEC controls the securities. The states only get the 40 hours. You got to read between the lines of what my claim form said, and you understand what it's saying. The state can only get paid for the 40 hours. He didn't okay, read
I
the form.
I just got an Iowa claim form on I just took your Skype thing again, and I didn't see an Iowa claim form. I just pulled a blank one down from the website from Iowa, but I didn't see how you pulled one out.
Well, I didn't show how to pull one out. I'm working on filling the blanks on it right now. Because otherwise you just have to handwrite it in there.
Yeah, I have to.
Get that UCC on first. Get that in the mail. Get that recorded. Get it back. Now you start going and putting the letter in to the Department of Labor claiming all of your accounts and shutting them all down. Don't mess around with this. Most times get nickels when you've got you're going to be able to get out of the system and then basically you won't have to worry about this shit. There won't be anything left in your account to claim.
Okay. That's fine.
I was just trying to use that as an example to get you to sort of see that these guys are saying, hey, it's right here in the Department of Labor.
Right.
Proof.
I looked up the Ohio form. It's not as complete as yours, but it's not extremely simple.
Well, we didn't tell you to go to the federal window for overtime or to the other federal window for pensions and other categories. Now you have to find out where your Social Security check's coming out of. And see, that's probably the federal window that you need to go to, is wherever that Social Security check you're getting, there's a federal Department of Labor, wherever that Social Security check's coming out of. That comes out of Kansas City.
Lens Direct Express.
So but it comes from somewhere, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Call up your local Social Security office and find out where it's cut from. Where is the local Social Security head back to?
Got it. I will find out.
Okay.
Sure.
So, Patrick, let's talk about enforcement. And all we're saying, contact me within 3 days. And you know what? Chances are they won't. Then what?
You don't know that, okay? So don't say that. You haven't done it yet. Nobody's gone through the right window. So basically, when you go through the right banking window and you put your claim in, okay, and that's what I said, I've got to wait until it gets to the Department of Labor. I'm not going to hear anything from the trustee or anything like that, because they're going to check with the Department of Labor and see whether the form has gotten there.
Okay, so first things first.
Yes.
Yep.
And they can't deny you that. When you operate in honor, in the law, then you can come in and put the claim into that chief banker, that chief judge for the federal district and say, what the fuck? Don't you guys know how to honor a lawful claim? See, you stand over that fucking judge. You are the bailee. You bailed this fucking country out. It's we the people's country, it's not the fucking corporation's country. And we are the bailees over this. We give them our assets. So we bail them out. That's how you have to talk. I mean, see, I've got my damn attorney shaking in his damn boots. he don't even want to see me. Because he knows if I'm working towards him, I've got something else I'm going to chew his ass out for. And there's not a damn thing that he can do about it.
I think that's the biggest challenge for most people, is just shifting the mindset from being a subject to a principle.
Right.
And talking like it and acting like it. We're the boss. Yeah. And we have to have that level of confidence. And that's why you have to look up each word, understand everything that's on your paperwork, do some background, and just know it inside and out so that when you're nose to nose with the Chief Justice of the 9th District of the federal courts, you can undress them when you need to.
Yeah. Go take a picture of the damn county prosecutor or the judge and then paste it on the wall. Sit there and cuss them out. Build up a little stamina. Then when you see them face to face, you won't back down. Anybody else have any questions?
You need to get out there and do it.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and call tonight, Tom.
Thank you, Patrick.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff. Love it. Hope waiting for the next meeting. Thank you.